Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Just like we can't get to all the email, although we do greatly appreciate all the email and respond, we can't read every blog, but boy, do we read a lot every week. I spend every morning going through the blogs that have the Issues Etc. widget on them and reading the new posts. It's really amazing how prolific our listeners are in their own thoughts and their own insights on their own blogs. That's why we have Issues Etc. blog of the week. You can go to our website, issuesetc.org, and if you click promote, you're going to find there a widget. It's just a little badge that you can, with the instructions there on the page, put onto your blog. And when you do, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Tell us you have the Issues Etc. widget on your blog, and we'll put it in the hopper and try reading it every week, and it'll go into consideration for Issues Etc. blog of the week. What's your pick, Jeff?
It's a blog titled Light from Light. The blog post is titled Wells President, that's Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, Church Growth Q&A. It's basically from the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod's website where a layperson is concerned about the lack of preaching of law and gospel and a fear that the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod is becoming more and more about like the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And this is from President Mark Schrader, the president of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod's response to concern about church growth and the lack of law and gospel preaching. Now, this is courage. He says, as we face declining numbers in worship and in church membership, we will want to avoid the temptation to resort to methods or quick fixes which rely on something other than the means of grace, which alone can bring people to know their Savior and through which the Holy Spirit will work. All efforts to increase church attendance and membership need to be carefully evaluated in the light of God's Word, not on the basis of, quote, what works, end quote. If we water down the message of law and gospel, if we change the message to a generic message that simply tells people what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear, we will eventually have no gospel message left. We may fill churches, but the danger is that those churches will be filled with people whose true spiritual needs, the call to repentance and the assurance of full forgiveness in Christ, will not be met. The church needs more leaders like President Mark Schrader of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. My blog of the week, Light from Light.
Go read that, folks. In fact, Jeff, we're going to post Jeff's blog pick of the week along with mine at our website, issuesetc.org. I am going to copy and paste that. I keep a file of things that I think are well said in my computer, and that's going to go in the file. That's perhaps one of the best critiques and warnings against the errors of the so-called church growth movement I have ever heard. My pick is from a blog called What's What? And if you go to this, it's Jonathan Watt. He's a pastor. Where is he now? In North Dakota?
He was in South Dakota, I believe. He's in Iowa now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, his blog still has him as Howard, South Dakota, but apparently he's relocated. He has put together a great little YouTube video about Issues Etc. that you simply have to see, and it just captures the essence of what this show is all about, and especially about how much we love our on-demand listeners. It's What's What? He spelled W-A-T-T, apostrophe S, and then what? What's what? And it's my Issues Etc. blog pick of the week.